7. května roku 2008. 3, 2.
The countdown to the official opening of football club Slavia Prague's new stadium on Wednesday night. It was a huge day for Slavia, who for 7 years had no ground of their own, while a reconstruction project dragged on at their traditional home at Eden in Prague 10. 14,000 red and white fans turned out to see the ultra-modern stadium, and an exhibition game between Slavia and Oxford University, the two sides having first played each other in 1899. Jamie Brindley was there.
Fans inside the new 21,000-seater stadium at Edem cheered on both sides in Wednesday's friendly exhibition encounter. Slavia fielded former club legends such as Patrick Berger and Pavel Kuka, while the Oxford University team was made up of amateurs. Richard Tuer, leader of the Oxford party.
The club has been associated with us for over 100 years. The first match was in 1899, and there are details in the club's history again in 1907, and the final match until tomorrow was in 1936. We walked around the stadium this morning. It is marvellous. It is such a wonderfully small but modern stadium. I think there will be many fine matches there.
Oxford student and midfield player Lucien Weston says that playing at the stadium opening was an experience to remember.
Absolutely fantastic for us. That was, you know, once in a lifetime experience. Great pleasure to be here. So thanks for having us. Crowd were absolutely tremendous. Fantastic day, yeah. And we paid for it obviously in the first minute, having not touched the ball, and Schmeichel knocks a header in. So, you know, at least we can say that it was him, and people at home will recognise that he's a good player.
Vladimir Schmeichel, who last year returned to the club where his career began, scored the opening goal in Slavia's 5-0 win over the Oxford side. Not that anybody was really keeping score.
I think it was really a nice idea to play against the team that Slavia Prague played the first game in their history. And I think it was really, really good game, you know. We won, but that was not the target for today and for tonight. And we are very happy we are back to our stadium. And hopefully fans will be happy. And it was really, really something special for me because I played at the old stadium, you know, and before I left to playing in France and then in England. So I came back last year, and now I hopefully will be playing next year again. So really happy.
So you think it's a stadium the club can be proud of and the fans can be proud of?
Oh, I think definitely, you know, because our fans, they were waiting for a long time for the stadium, and I think it's one of the best stadium at the moment in Czech Republic, and of course not a big capacity, but for the Czech League it's enough.
There is speculation that Vladimir Schmeichel's good friend Patrick Berger may also return to the club this summer. In any case, he was clearly glad to be back where his career started.
It was a massive day for, you know, for the Slavia Prague fans, you know. I mean, all of them were waiting for this moment for years, and it was massive, and it was great. I mean, for myself, you know, to be here and be part of it, you know. I'm very proud of that.
It was nice to be back, playing back in the Czech Republic for a bit.
It is a great to be back home, and this football club actually opened my door, you know, to the big football in Europe, and I am very grateful for that.
And so you think it's a stadium that the club can be proud of and the fans can be proud of, moving into maybe a new era for Slavia Prague?
I think so. I think this could be like a 12th player for us, you know, for Slavia Prague, and without a doubt, you know, this is the place where they belong, you know. For last few years, you know, they have been playing in a different stadiums, and they never felt like at home, which right now they are, and I'm sure that everyone is looking forward to the new season.
Former Czech football international Patrik Berger, ending that report by Jamie Brindley.